Gardeners rejoice as the Foxwood Farms fertilizer fundraiser continues this Saturday. The fertilizer consists of 2 to 3 year old composted horse manure and is rich in nutrients for any garden, said fundraising chair Leanne Mason. By sharing it with the community and having the fundraising committee volunteer to help bag and shovel it for takeaway, it is a way to bring in a little extra money for the committee. Pickup will happen from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 2042 13th Line in Guilford. Community members are invited to purchase a tractor bucket's worth, which will be transported to a pickup truck, for $20, or a bag for $5. People are welcome to bring their own bag or purchase one for $1 on site. Cash is preferred, but e-transfer is also accepted. Fundraising efforts benefit members of the Junior and Silver Show teams, who love to compete. Ireland Fleming, Emma Machino, Peyton Horton, Ava Costa, Emily Ann Dufour, Madison Mason, Taylor Saunders and Alex Paul are among the 18 members of this year's Silver Series team. 13 additional members make up the junior team. They told Innisfil today they enjoy seeing everyone achieve their goals, cheering on their teammates, and spending time with the horses. The show team is the competitive team at the barn, said Leanne, who, like the other members of the fundraising committee, is a parent to one of the show team members. The riders commit to train a minimum of 2 times per week with their horses along with various clinics that run throughout the year to help increase their skills in different areas. The riders own or lease their horse for the season and are responsible for all items required for themselves and their horse. Show team allows the riders the opportunity to build their skills, gain experience, compete with others in the riding community and show off their hard work in the ring. It is an incredible and rewarding experience as it teaches responsibility, perseverance, commitment, self-discipline and most importantly, team, camaraderie. Leanne said, "My favorite part about competing is the feeling of going into the show ring and showing off all your hard work," said 14-year-old Dufour. "Even if it ends good or bad, I always love the learning I get from each show. I also love how much fun we have as a team supporting one another." Others say they're driven by a desire to improve. "It's never the same thing 2 days in a row, so it's always something to look forward to," said Madison, 16. "I love to watch and support my friends and teammates achieve successes with their horses too." Dufour and Madison have been members of the show team for 4 years. Robin Freer is the owner of Foxwood and the head coach of both of the teams. "The goals for both teams are to learn and to improve from each show and to have fun," she said. Members of the public are invited to watch show team competitions in May, July and August through Angelstone events. "It is exhilarating on show weekends," Leanne said. "There is a lot of commitment that goes into the weekends as it is usually a 4-day event. The girls compete in different divisions that are scheduled on different days at different times. They compete against as few as a dozen and upwards of 40-plus individuals at times. The parents and riders try to watch each of the girls when it is their turn in the ring, so there is never a dull moment." The 10-member committee typically organizes between 4 and 6 fundraisers per year. "It helps to spread the word. As everyone knows that when your child competes at this level, no matter the sport, there is usually fundraising that helps to afford the extras," Leanne said. "Plus, who doesn't love to support a friend, neighbor or family member, right?" Leanne said her daughter's life has been enriched by the team. "It helped her to get her first job at 14 years old, having learned valuable and employable life skills," Leanne said. "Choosing an environment to watch your child flourish is every parent's dream, and we feel blessed to be part of the Foxwood family." After Saturday's event, the fertilizer fundraiser will continue on Saturday, May 11th. To learn more about Foxwood, visit its website or Instagram and Facebook pages.